charter school is a public school that parents can choose to send their kids to that are administered outside of the traditional district structure. Charters often have specific missions or themes like art or science and math. Matt Southerton is the director for the New Hampshire Center for Innovative Schools, a group supporting public charter schools. He says the Board of Education's decision to reject all new applications for charter schools has been very tough on the 14 or so schools that are in the process of forming.
Oh, it's devastating. They're heartbroken.
Those schools have been left in the lurch, not knowing whether to keep working on their applications on rumors that the so-called moratorium will be short-lived, put them on ice until the next budget cycle, or to give up altogether. Southerton says schools in the making need certainty going forward.
I would like to see the groups that have gone farther enough along in the process to be conditionally approved, okay, because then those groups can all start getting their schools ready.
But Wednesday, two lawyers from the Attorney General's office informed state lawmakers and an audience of charter school advocates that funding charter schools is more complicated than it seems.
The budgetary laws are confusing. They're very connected, interconnected to each other.
Associate Attorney General Ann Edwards says back in 2011, the Board of Education could approve charter schools at will, and the money for them came out of the general fund. But last year, the laws were changed, and education officials were required to estimate how much money the schools would need in the coming budget. And to get more funds, they had to jump through some hoops.
In order for the state board to spend more than 110% on charter schools, it had to go to the fiscal committee, and then it had to go to governor and council to receive approval for that additional funding.
Edward says she would be happy to work with lawmakers in crafting a new law, but for now, those are the rules. Already, the State Board of Education has agreed to pay for 18 charter schools, and the eight newest additions put it in a $4.4 million budget hole, according to board chairman Tom Raffio. Raffio says in order to approve all the schools that have applied, the fiscal committee would have to reach deep into the 2013 budget.
They would have to approve $14.4 million, and that isn't going to happen.
Charter school advocates like Matt Southerton say there are assumptions about enrollment numbers baked into any budget projection, and he thinks the Board of Education's number is way too high. He points out that in a letter from the House Education Committee to the Department of Ed, Committee Chairman Michael Balboni guesses that there are only four schools that are ready to open, and they would need only an additional $1.8 million to do so. Southerton thinks that the Board of Education's decision isn't just about money.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's obvious something else is going on here.
But the board has been resolute in saying that this is not the case, and it stands by its projections. Chairman Raffio says, conceptually, the board approves of charter schools. And this is simply a decision about being fiscally responsible. But
when the whole concept of charter school was starting, we had always said that 20 would be a good benchmark, that when we hit about 20 charter schools, the state needs to take a step back and say, okay, have charter schools been successful?
Raffio says the board stands by its record, having approved 18 schools so far. But for the time being, any new schools will have to wait for the next budget cycle. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.